TR mold. T and 0TR. W2T and 0TR. TR clear. W4NYK.
You're out here. Of course, what I'm here doing right now is I've been sitting here monitoring the traffic through this Chick-fil-A parking lot where I'm sitting here eating my lunch in the back in the corner of the parking lot. Been people watching the fools with their driving, with their going through here. The fact that, you know, you can't go inside and eat in this dining room here because their dining room is closed. So, it's very interesting as to what's all going on here. And watching these people just pull in and out of the parking places. Car that went through here with a big old, with the tail of a big red and orange blanket hanging out the side of the rear door on the passenger side, you know?
As I tell Steve, they walk among us, Rusty. Well, we're heading down to Amy's place, the daughter's, and we are taking a birthday card with some green stamps in it for the grandson for his birthday and a pumpkin pie.
My time. I can't eat it. It does not agree with me. There's something in the filling of pumpkin pie that my system just does not accept.
That's one of my favorites. But Bernice's only. I don't care for other people's pumpkin pie. But, Rusty, FYI, I'm just curious. Was that a maintenance-free battery you had in your car? And if not, did they check the water? And it looks like they could have checked the post. You said you had somebody check it for you.
Oh, yeah, he did a thorough check on it. It's a sealed battery, though. It's a sealed unit. It's not where you can get to it to add anything to it. It's a sealed battery. And, yeah, he got back underneath there and looked at the post and said they all look good, said they, he didn't see any corrosion on it. And it was just a case of it had been over a week since I had started the car. And, of course, we've had those 20 degree nights here at my place for about five nights in a row. And, you know, it doesn't help a battery charge if you're not running it or not starting it, because I hadn't started it since Monday or Tuesday of last week, so it'd been that long since it had even been started up.
Yeah, that makes sense. How many years old is your battery, Rusty?
Not a clue how old the battery is. I bought this car in 2013, and that's the same battery that was in it when I got it, and I haven't replaced it, and until today, I've never had a problem with it. And, you know, and they put, like I said, when I went to Advance Auto, he put the charge on it, put his tester on it, and they've got that unit that really puts a load on it to see how it's doing. And he said the thing come back showing the battery was in beautiful, perfect shape. The only thing wrong with it is it needed to be charged. And it wasn't indicating any bad cells or anything in it. So I guess that, you know, that's a good thing. But like I said, I've been driving. It's made many trips back and forth to Michigan and many trips back and forth to Florida.
Been usually about 6 years, and that's the end of life. This guy's wanting to get in here, so I better let him get in. There's an accident up there. Go ahead and get over there, fella. You got the con. I'm trying to let him. He's got a wrecker with a car on top and towing a car behind it, and I usually flick my high beams on and off to let them know that it's safe to go in. And, there's a car. It spun clear around backwards. Wow, and it hit one of those Mini Coopers. buy a small car. We got hit broadside in the Avalon by a nun that ran a stop sign, and I was running 55 in a 65. And boy, she put a bruise in the side of that Avalon. You couldn't even open Bernice's door. A nice guy come along, and I was running to the other side to get her out, and it looked like it had been through a 500-ton press. And when I come back, he was helping lift her over the center console. And smoke was starting to fill the cabin of the car, and it turns out that it was Freon. And so, oh, man, talking about panic, I've never been in an accident, knock on wood, like that in my life.
T-boned once pulling out of our driveway years and years and years and years ago. Some kid in a Volkswagen Beetle was late for work that summer morning, a 16-year-old kid, and he ended up getting hurt worse than my wife did, than Ruth did. But, of course, her car was the one he hit. That he was going fast enough in that Volkswagen Beetle that when he hit her car, and he hit her right where the door, the front door, you know, meets the body of the car. And he hit it hard enough that it bent the frame underneath the car at that point with that little Volkswagen Beetle. And there ain't nothing in the front end of a Volkswagen Beetle.
Like he was not obeying the speed limit. Well, this nun was from western Kansas, and she was down in southeast Kansas. And they found a bunch of maps and that in the front floorboard. And I just thank good Lord I didn't kill her. I looked to the left, and a car was coming pretty fast from the Carthage area down a hill. And I looked to the right, and there's big blinking lights there. It was four-way. And we had caution lights, but they had a great big huge stop sign on both sides. And it says, through traffic does not stop. Well, she come up, and she looked like she was going to stop when I looked at her, so I went back to the left. Usually I look right, left, and then back. But I went back that time to the left because that other car was approaching the stop sign fast, and I want to make sure he stopped. And I took the cruise off and was basically coasting down that hill at 55. And she just stepped on the foot feed and or the gas pedal and ran square into the beam right there on Bernice's side by the front door, right behind the right wheel, and into the door. And I can't remember. It was a Dodge Neon. And there wasn't hardly anything left of it. I mean, I thought she was dead. And they just said that she, well, the Catholic Church, everybody's trying to get me to sue them. I got letters from all kinds of lawyers. And I said, no, I'm not suing anybody. Never have, never will. And Bernice got cut a little bit, but nothing bad. A couple of stitches in her arm. And I said, all I want is another car of equal value. And they were very gracious about it and done it. But boy, you could see dollar signs in them lawyers. I don't know. I guess it's public record. But within 30 days, I got all kinds of letters in the mail. And they wanted a piece of the Catholic Church for that. And those people were great with us. And they sent us to a dealer in Kansas City. And he was a Catholic. And I'm not Catholic, but I have no bias against anybody. And they took good care of us, Rusty, to say the least.
Yeah, and if you do things right, you'll be treated right, and all. But yeah, this 16-year-old kid, he ended up in the hospital. Ended up spending 4 days in the hospital. But I mean, they figured they had the guy that inspected the car. The insurance adjuster that went out and looked at it and got up underneath there and looked at the frame, he said that kid had to be doing 65 or 70 miles an hour in that Volkswagen to have been able to have bent the frame on that that little small station wagon we had. So anyway, but it is what it is, and also, all righty, well, I got to get on the road here. I've got one more bite of chicken here, and then I'm going to pull on out and Head to the grocery store, where I gotta have to spend some money. Don't like doing that, but hey, gotta do it. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. You and Bernice be safe this afternoon, and enjoy visiting with the grandkid and everybody, and we'll talk to you later. N0TR, W2T.
Okay, Rusty. Yeah, Jordan's the only one there. The daughter and the older grandson's not there. And we wear masks. And, yeah, we dropped about 60 or 65 bucks at the Aldi's this morning, right at 8 o'clock when they opened. And got in and got out before there was one or two people in the whole store. And you got good taste there. Chick-fil-A is, as far as I'm concerned, the only drive-thru food that you can reliably get good quality food every time. And we don't eat out anymore since this pandemic, but that would be my choice if I had to go someplace. Take care. W2T N0TR 73.